We're doing the Sefer HaMidot. We're up to page Reish Nun Gimel. Klal HaOleh. The general rule that comes out of what we've been discussing is that Kmo Asher HaTzarat Lo Yishane Tafkido Ad Et Bod V'Rosho L'Ma'ano Shulach La'anot Nefesh. Just as leprosy does its work, it doesn't change its nature till it fulfills its task. That leprosy hits a person because it's there to really hurt him. That's why God sends the disease. So too, the nature of this world is that it's a world where one has to contend with suffering, one has to contend with challenges and trials. We have the Judean king Jehoiakim. He was approached by the prophet Jeremiah. Yirmiyahu, the prophet, approached him and said, there's going to be a destruction. He brought before him the script of Lamentations, otherwise known as Eicha. And Jehoiakim reads through the script about how Jerusalem will be destroyed, and he slices it up, he takes out a knife, cuts it up, and throws it into the hearth, throws it into the fireplace before him. And God tells Jeremiah, add a chapter. Now we're going to rewrite all of Lamentations, but add another chapter, which is really doubling the decree, because each of the chapters is in the order of the Aleph Beis, in the order of the Hebrew alphabet. The first pasuk, Eicha Yoshva Badad. The second pasuk, Bocho Tivkeh. The third pasuk, Galisa Yehuda. In the order of the Aleph Beis. And that added chapter has three verses for each of the alphabet. So that added chapter is like double the original, because the original manuscript had three chapters, each one repeating the alphabet. And that added chapter has another, it's another chapter, but it's three times each of the alphabet. So Jehoiakim gets a decree from God, he gets the manuscript of Lamentations, and he doesn't want to hear it. Cuts it up, throws it into the fire. Did he gain anything by it? No, on the contrary. So, v'chein haya b'mgila asher sarav Jehoiakim. That's what happened with the manuscript that Jehoiakim burnt. Lo zot ki lo il Jehoiakim b'ma asher sarav. Not only didn't he accomplish anything by burning it, aval haya ot sibah ki ot nosaf alehem dorim rabim keima, but rather it caused that we would have another three chapters, technically. It's really one chapter, but another three times, how many letters do we have in the alphabet? 22, right? Aleph through Yud is 10. Kaf through Kuf, or Kaf through Reish is 20. And then Shin Tav, 22 letters in the Aleph phase, times 3. So you had another 66 verses of Lamentations. הדברים האלה, אם יהיו לך לזיכרון תכווה מלוח לבך, if you take these words to heart, תאמר לנפשך, אחזיק במשר בידי, you tell yourself, I'm going to grab, take hold of what I have. אני אשא וסבול עול תורה ומצווה שלמענה נבראתי. I'll take the responsibility of carrying the yoke of the Torah and the mitzvos, which were really the purpose of my creation. ותאמר על כוחך, טוב תיתי אותה לשם, תיתי אותה לאחר. And you tell yourself, I'd rather be working for Hashem than working for someone else. So then, you won't find yourself striving for rest. You know, sometimes you wake up in the morning and you tell yourself, when's the next time I can hit the sack? When's my coffee break? Some people live their life waiting for the break, waiting for their vacation. It's terrible if you have a job where you're waiting for vacation. You should be enjoying your job. We all pray that we'll have a job which we'll enjoy, we will feel productive, we will feel rewarded in the work we do. If a guy is working all year just for his vacation, they used to have a t-shirt. They used to have a t-shirt that said, July and August, the two top reasons to become a teacher. Well, if those are the reasons you're a teacher, you shouldn't be a teacher. So a person says, if a person can take these ideas to heart, so then he won't find himself yearning for vacation, ולא תקוץ בעמלך, nor will a person be disgusted with his work, אחרי אשר עבודה ועשב לכך אל האדם. Even though work is hard, but that's, you realize that in life there's no freebie. You're going to have to work hard whatever you do, so you might as well choose this path. It's not like if you go off this path, things will go easy. No, they'll be just as hard, if not harder. That's the idea that he explained at length in this chapter. We were created here to accomplish. Either we accomplish in a moral, value-based system, or we'll find ourselves working very hard in the other system. But work hard is something that we'll always find ourselves doing, so we might as well choose to work hard within the correct system.